Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, back for another episode, episode 90, matter of fact, joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And like I said, we're back for episode 90. Honestly, so I was looking at the calendar to see like when the 100th episode would drop. It takes so long to drop some episodes. Like, why was it like a month or two? I really thought it would have been like fast as fuck.
Honestly, I thought it was going to be around your birthday.
Just like to see how long it takes for each episode is crazy. Like, this shit is really like for 10 more episodes, it takes me like 2 months.
Sheesh.
Yeah, but hey guys, we're here, episode 90. Congratulations to us and to y'all for being here with some real ones. So I want to go ahead and just have a little, you know what, weekend update off the bat. TikTok was like, TikTok just like went down for maintenance pretty much. Like, they fucking bamboozled us. It was all bullshit. I don't know about you, I told everybody. I saw people like saying, oh, you guys, I'm actually not a gym person. I don't work out. I just go take the clip and then don't do the workout.
Mm-hmm. Imagine outing yourself and then coming back the next day to like all the hate. Like, you are catfish. A lot of
people pretty much like were like telling all their truths like before it ended. Meantime,
do you remember the last video you seen before it went down? You guys, let's make that a fucking thing. What is the last video you seen on your TikTok before it went down?
I wanted to see the messages you sent me. So I, whatever you sent me was the last thing I seen. And then what's crazy is the last clip I posted started getting hella attention. And so I got the notifications before it got shut off. And then when I went in to go look at the notifications, it wasn't there. I'm like, no. But I went in there and I did get like a good like 30 likes on it. So I see you guys fuck with the conspiracies. So I'm just going to be out here lying and calling it a conspiracy.
Bruh. Mm-hmm. No, but if you guys do like conspiracies, that's actually pretty cool. Ooh, I fuck with that.
Like, comment down below something you guys want us to talk about, whether it be conspiracies or whatever shit's going on. Like, just whatever you guys want us to bring up, whether it be serious or stupid, I'm down for that shit. But yeah, so I mean, they said thank Trump. I'm like, at the end of the day, it's still fuck you. I would have survived without it. Yeah, it sucked, but I ain't fucking saying no thank you to a chip.
I mean, the funny thing is, like, the first post I seen was like after
it. He was the one that didn't want it to begin with. Or am I tripping?
No, you're tripping. But after like the first post that I seen once it went down or once it came back up was literally Trump wanted everybody to see his inauguration. That's why TikTok's back up. I was just like, damn, that's funny.
I just went back on there and I just seen same stupid shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I did too.
I feel like it's still different. Like, the algorithm, I don't know. It just gave different.
I started to get, like, a lot more, like, what would I say? Like, a lot of content that I would normally block because it's just, like, stupid to me. Like, mm-hmm. It started popping up and I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like a reset.
So, you guys, comment down below if you noticed anything different or any conspiracies you have. At this point, I just, like, they're so back and forth with this app. I'm just like, can we just shut the fuck up and, like, worry about, like, I don't know, people dying and starving? You know, serious shit going on in the world. You know, not no fucking app where people are posting stupid shit or real shit. The shit that they're scared of people knowing. So, all right, you guys. That's that. Let's just give a little week update. For me this week, honestly, Vegas is back on its bipolar shit. Somehow was hot as fuck and cold as fuck all at the same time throughout the day. I didn't know whether to bring my jacket inside or outside. Like, it was just so confusing. What else? This weekend, we went to work. This weekend, went to work in your town. We also took my sister and her friend to the mall. Honestly, it's crazy the fact that, like, Hello Kitty shit is so expensive. Like, bitch, that's so unfair because I remember being little and Hello Kitty was, like, barely becoming a thing. And, like, you would go to the Swami and come back with bags of Hello Kitty shit. Or you would go out shopping. Like, you wouldn't see Hello Kitty like that in stores. And now, like, everything is Hello Kitty. And the only one thing I wanted of Hello Kitty, you guys, it was a $30... like kind of like Stanley. It wasn't a Stanley though. It was a $30 cup at Hot Topic or something like that.
I think so.
And or Spencer's. I think no, it was Spencer's.
It was Hot Topic.
It was just a it was just a plain white cup with Hello Kitty's face on there. $30. You know, I was so close, but I was like, I actually want something else. So I'm gonna get that instead. But I'm still kind of upset about the cup. So if one of you bitches finds it hiding in Spencer's, you're welcome. But that was pretty much my weekend.
What's crazy to me is like a bunch of our like kids shows that we used to watch or were like barely popping off when we were kids. Like nowadays it's like so fucking big. Because even my coworker this
they're
week.
They're rebooting them. They're like changing them and shit.
I know that, but like even like my coworker this week, he was showing me about these Pokemon cards that are like limited edition or some bullshit, and there was people literally like rushing each other and like beating the fuck out of each other.
Oh, is that what they were doing at the Costco?
Yeah,
it's like Poke Grow or some shit like that.
I have no
clue. I thought that when I seen a video about that this morning where people were lining up at Costco for some Pokemon stuff, like fighting each other over it, but I thought it was like a pot, like it's growing something out of the Pokemon.
No, it's like they only care about though. Yeah, but they only care about the cards in there because they're supposed to be like special or something. Mm-hmm. And there's people literally out there like buying them for like $20-$30, whatever the package cost, and going them online and selling them for like $120 a card. I'm right. Like, bruh, like, hold on.
Oh, okay, that's what that was. Yeah, I seen that this morning. I'm like, fucking dorks. This I thought they were crazy. Playing Pokemon Go, and there was like a thing in the store. So, and then I seen people grabbing shit, and I'm like, what the hell?
And yeah, it's just the box of cards, I guess.
Yeah, don't get offended because I say y'all dorks. That shit is dorky, though. Not y'all fighting for some cards.
I mean, once he was like talking
again,
to me about it.
I don't fuck
it
with Pokemon like that.
Well, to me, it's just crazy. Like, my coworker is like 30 years old. He's like my brother's age, so he's like in his 30s, you know?
That's when that was really popping.
Yeah, and he's over here like literally complaining about it. He's like, I wish they would have made it a limit where you can only buy one each person. I was like, bro, like, you stupid. Like, they're making their money back anyways.
I wonder, like, if because people, like, a lot of people are doing that to where, like, they're reselling. I wonder if these people are just going to sell their shit overpriced. That way they're like, bro, if you guys are buying it for this much from these people, fuck it, we going to sell it like that, too.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way the resellers don't get all the fucking profit, you know?
Right.
But that. What about your weekend? That was it?
For my weekend, it was a pretty chill week this week. I got to lift up a forklift with a loader, which was pretty cool. First time doing that. That was fun.
I'd just be lifting forks to my mouth.
Okay.
Really fun.
Like you said, we went over and worked in my town for a little while. So I'm always there, though. And yeah, I think that was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty chill week.
Okay. I feel like with it being, what is it, January? Why does it feel like the weather right now should be... It's like the weather has changed so much throughout the years that I don't even know what we're supposed to feel in what months. Like, I forgot my seasons.
I mean...
Like, we should be cold right now, right? Because why am I not seeing snow on the mountains?
No.
I haven't seen snow on the mountains all winter.
Honestly, I've been talking to people about that. I'm like, dude, the fact that Mount Charleston has no snow is just insane.
I drive over there to work every single day, and I'm like, where does snow at? Like, you'll see barely anything on the fucking mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen nobody posting their cute snow pics. Like,
at all.
What the hell?
Like, I barely seen a video, and I think it was somebody in Colorado. And they barely even had a snow. Like, usually it's like 3-4 feet of snow over there, and it's like barely any. I'm
is
like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
They're saying just... that supposedly, like, our North Pole is changing, like, its axis. So, right now.
Axis?
Yeah. So, like, instead of it being, like, up and down or, like, side to side, how it used to be, it's, like, rotating itself more. So, basically, the North Pole is, like, our Northern Pole. Is somewhere in like Russia, or it's going to be in Russia in a couple of years. It's not going to be exactly at the north.
Oh my gosh, the Russians and Santa Claus, what a crazy mix. Something you'd never see before. All right, you guys, so I just wanted to go ahead and ask you guys, what did you guys think about that TikTok punishment, timeout, I don't know. Comment down below. Did you see anybody that you liked confess that they were lying to you? Did you guys find out some other shit? I don't know. Let me know. Comment down below.
Did anybody see y'all kids doing something productive? You know, since they couldn't be on that shit.
You know what I found out that nobody saw?
Huh.
All right. So if you guys live in Nevada, this goes out to you. And if you don't live in Nevada, bitch, check wherever you live, because Nevada Energy, one of the most like highest sources of power here in Nevada, apparently they were overcharging people for years. They were charging them like a small family for like a big multi-family home. Like, they have been overcharging people for years, and they finally found out. And so, for example, one lady got a letter in her mail saying that they overcharged her like $1,000-something, but here we're gonna give you a $95 check. So they found out that it had been going on for years, but according to one of their rules within their own process, they can only backdate you 6 months from when they found the problem. So if they found the problem today, you're only going to get your money from today behind 6 months.
Right.
Everything else after that, that's free game. We already took your shit. So they're doing that. And for the people that were overcharged or undercharged, pretty much the people that were overcharged or undercharged, I forgot. They're not going to give them their money back either. I forgot. How does that work? Okay, the people that were overcharged got their money back.
Right.
So, okay, there you go. The people that were undercharged.
Right, they won't get their money back.
Yeah, they're not going to get no money back.
Right, how it should be.
Yeah, but they're also like, did that make sense?
It did, but like.
Oh, no. The people that were undercharged are not going to be overcharged for what they owe, basically.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you guys. Oh, my God.
You got confused?
I did.
No, so, that's pretty cool, though.
Even, what you mean is pretty cool?
Well, even like.
A lady paid almost $1,000. Like, she paid $1,000-something more, and she got a $95 check. How is that cool?
No. Okay,
they're not going to give her shit no more. They're not going to give her credit. Like, that's it. Now you're going to keep paying your regular bill.
Yeah.
All that money you lost, fuck it. It's ours.
Well, yeah, but at least then you're actually getting, like, at least they found the problem and you're not going to be overcharged for now on. And they actually gave you some money back.
They're going to see, because it's under investigation by another third party source, that their job is to, like, you know, make sure that our utilities as Nevada, that we're not getting fucked over. Which it's like, what were you doing for those years that they were fucking us over, though?
By y'all was splitting it? Bentley?
No, literally, y'all was splitting it, weren't you? Because years worth of people overcharged, undercharged. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, that's just crazy. Imagine being like.
And that lady, she was getting charged as a house. Meantime, her bill showed her apartment number and everything.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, imagine being.
I live in an apartment. What the fuck?
Imagine being somebody in, like, a fucking 12 bedroom house and you're being charged for, like, an apartment type shit. Like, damn, you got your lick.
It doesn't make sense to me, though, because it's like, bro, like, regardless of, you guys still see where you're putting power to, like, what's connected to what, how many, like,
how much voltage is being used.
If it's me and you in a house and they're charging us for a family, how does that make sense? We're right. Still not using as much power as a family.
The fuck? I mean, I wonder what the fuck was, like, wrong with, if it was, like, their third party or if it was, like, they're actually,
the third,
like,
party is just the one to, like,
monitor it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they had to monitor, like.
Yeah, and they didn't do it.
Come on now.
Yeah, but NV Energy, you guys got some explaining to do, and y'all better give me a credit on my bill or something. I actually, oh my gosh, I haven't even opened my bill, and my bill's up there. Yeah.
Better buy myself a Bentley with my $95.
Wingstop on me. Oh my for God, me.
Yes.
For me. Yes. All right, so, yep, you guys. Fuck them. So I want to go ahead and ask you guys, were you guys overcharged or backcharged? Comment down below. I'm pretty curious. I haven't gotten a notice. Then again, like, we barely moved in not that long ago. So we might actually get our full compensation if we were fucked over. All right, you guys, I want to go ahead and go into our first segment, the dream segment. And if you guys are new here, the dream segment is a segment where we go around talking about our dreams that we have at night. The ones that are unpredictable, the ones that speak to us the most. you know, we could either be having fun, we could be being scared. It's just, you know, we don't know what to expect. So let's go ahead and talk about it here. All right. So you don't have a dream, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have a dream?
Mm-hmm. The dream that I told you.
You want to share that dream?
That's fine.
I don't. Okay. Because it has to do with me, y'all. And this is personal. So we'll keep that one in the vault. Who knows? Maybe on a Discord later on, you'll figure out what it was. All right. Me, I don't have a dream either. But I'm going to share somebody's dream that they told me. And obviously, it's anonymous, so nobody's going to know who it's from. But before I even tell you guys this dream, I want you guys to go down into our Google form that's down in the description below. And feel free to go ahead and drop a dream so we could share it here on the podcast as well. All anonymous submissions, as well as a secret that you keep from your partner. All right, so my friend had this dream. And it was kind of creepy because I'm like, bro, there's definitely some witchcraft going on here. So this girl has previous beef with the witch. So she has a dream that she's kicking it and she hears her sister like calling for help, right? And so she runs up to her sister and like her sister won't turn around and she's like asking for help. So when she finally turns her sister around to face her, it's a voodoo doll. A voodoo doll.
Damn.
And I was just like, do you feel like the voodoo doll was made because of you or because somebody has something against her? Like, what do you... she didn't understand it, and me either. I was just like, I've never dreamt of a voodoo doll like that. Like, or in general. And for it to be one of your family members into a voodoo doll, like, is that saying that we're threatening your family or... the person is already like they're after your family member and they're showing you like we got your sister. I don't know, like
I mean
that's some scary shit.
That is scary, but you know how there's that saying like I'm my brother's keeper?
No.
Well, what does that mean? The way I see it is basically maybe like
because you're a brother, you know that? I don't know that.
No, it's just like I've heard it from people, but it just basically means like I'm my brother's protector. So it's like they're showing her maybe like, yo, your sister is in danger right now. Like she's being played with.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it, because a voodoo doll, for it to do any harm, it has to be messed with. It has to be played with.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that it's like she found the doll on the floor. I wonder if that has any meaning to it. Like if something's dragging her down. You know, but that's actually scary. For the voodoo dolls,
you have to have something of that person, right? Whether it be hair or like a shirt or something like that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you do.
Something, yeah, because that's what they did in Chucky.
Mostly, yeah, like I was going to say, most people, whenever they do it, it's like hair.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can grab like a pin and like have like a little blood on it, and that works too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's scary just to think about like a sibling. Like that, you know, like animized.
I haven't never not that I can remember, to be honest, have a dream with my siblings. They for sure have had dreams with each other, like they were astral projecting without even really knowing it, to be honest. All to square up, but I never, like, I don't think I've ever had them in my dreams like that.
What about like voices? Have you ever heard any siblings in your dreams?
Probably. I just can't remember, to be honest. But I don't know. Hopefully she's okay. Hopefully her sister's okay. There wasn't part two to that dream. I just can't remember that. I'll see if I can get it out of her and maybe we'll share it here. But I'm not sure. You guys, comment down below if you've ever messed with voodoo before. No judgment here. Keep that shit away from me. But no judgment.
My grandma do voodoo.
But comment down. Was that a song?
Yeah, Fulio says it.
Okay. Comment down below, you guys, if you guys have ever seen voodoo or messed with voodoo. I'm curious to know, like, how that whole thing goes down. All right. So, moving on now.
My auntie used to do voodoo. And that's for reals.
Which one? I didn't
name the song, huh?
In Mexico?
Yeah. Not like my blood auntie, like marriage auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she used to do voodoo. Her whole family used to. And, yeah, I don't condone that.
Okay, well, shout out to auntie, I guess. Don't hurt me, girl.
My auntie do voodoo.
All right, so Okay, you wanted to talk about that pop-up shot that we've been seeing.
Yeah, so it kind of like, the reason that I wanted to talk about it, you guys, is because my grandmother's already 90 years old this year, and dementia...
She already turned 90, huh?
No, she's about to.
I could have sworn you guys told me she had her birthday.
No. That's why I want to go over there.
Oh, my gosh. Grandma's going to hit 90 with our 90 episode.
Okay. Woo-hoo. Yeah, so me and my uncle were kind of joking about it, and this is going to be, I believe, her sixth quinceañera. Mm-hmm. Because that's how, like, they do it for her, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like I said, dementia and Alzheimer's is hitting her like crazy. And I seen this pop-up shop.
Okay, I know Alzheimer's is when you forget stuff. That's what confused me. Then what is dementia? I thought you forget stuff with dementia.
You do. Dementia is like we could be talking about a subject and then you just go on to another one and another one. Like,
what's
you
Alzheimer's then?
Alzheimer's is like you forget what you just did like 5 seconds ago.
So it's the same thing?
I'm not sure. Like, here, I'll look it up. We gonna learn some shit.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. I always get confused with the two because I know they both just make you forget, but it's like, what's the difference then? Why do we have two separate words for it? But for me, I mean, I don't think I've had anybody in my actual bloodline that's had that. Not that I know of. I know that when my brother's grandma... she had it for a little bit, and they were, like, struggling with her for it.
Okay, so Alzheimer's disease is a brain disorder that slowly destroys memories and thinking skills. It is most common of dementia in older adults. Mm-hmm. So I think it might be just, like, age-wise.
Oh, I think even one... I think dementia is the one where it makes you aggressive, too.
And then,
I think one of those does make you, like, want to hurt people sometimes.
Dementia is a group of thinking of social symptoms that interferes with daily functions. Not a specific disease. Dementia is a group of conditions characterized by impairment of at least two brain functions, such as memory loss and judgment. This symptoms include, I don't know some of these words, you guys, but limited social skills and thinking abilities. So impair that interference with daily functions. Sorry, you guys.
Interference? Okay. I think dementia is the one where it sometimes kind of makes them a little aggressive. Yeah.
But, so basically the restaurant is called the Restaurant of Mistaken Orders.
The niche of it is pretty cool. Like, it's pretty much to go ahead and just have these people with dementia try to live a normal life at work, which the work itself helps their brain to work out, to be active, to interact in a social setting that goes ahead and helps them with slowing down the process of their dementia. So the restaurant is pretty much like, here we have a restaurant here in Vegas called like Jerk or Asshole, some weird shit like that, or Dick.
Dicks.
It's called Dicks, and the whole purpose of it is for the people to bully you. So this one, the whole purpose is like, you're gonna get your food fucked up, the order's gonna be messed up, but we're trying to get these old people to feel like they have a purpose and interact with the world and just slow down this sickness that they have.
Yeah, so basically, like, I believe it was 30% of the orders come out wrong.
And that doesn't even sound like that big to me.
That's what I was like.
The whole restaurant is those people. It definitely is slowing it down then.
That's why I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And then they said it's 30% like of the meals come out wrong, but you're not allowed to send the food back. So that's what I like about it, because it's like,
you, I'm just going to starve.
Like, you don't get to make them feel bad about forgetting it or whatever, right. You know? And I think that's pretty cool, and it's pretty interesting, like, for us as humans to do, because it's, like, observing them and having, like, they said that sometimes the waitresses will just sit down and start talking to you instead of, like, bringing you food, you
right,
know?
So forget, like, that they're even working.
Yeah, so I think that would be, like, pretty cool, especially, like, I like talking to older people like that, because I think the more you pick at their brain about, like, stories that they had or stuff like that, like, it leaves such an impact on you.
I think it's a really sweet idea, and it feels like it's just something that's so civil and humane that it's, the fact that it's rare to have something like that is, I mean, I get why it's not normalized, obviously, because, you know, people do want to sit down and eat the food that they want, but I like the fact that that lady, what was her name? Sing, the lady that created it?
Oh, it was Shiro Oguni.
Yeah, her, Shiro Oguni, like, for her to make a whole establishment based for that, it's a little pop-up, but, you know, it's still here and there. So it's pretty cool that those people get to have that experience and get to go ahead and also slow down the dementia of the old-timers that's happening to them, all with a smile, all with, you know, being at work. So that's pretty cool that the lady made that. And obviously, since it's a pop-up, a lot of different people around the world will go ahead and be able to try it. And hopefully it goes good and, you know, good for them.
I think that's, like, always super interesting, like, to me, that us as humans, like, the way we are able to treat people that we know have, like, a certain sickness or a certain disorder.
We know, like, all right, this is the line you don't cross.
You know, like, we are so, like, nice to them and stuff. Like, I wish that was the case, like, all the time for people,
you know? I saw a video. Like, they're disabled mentally, but there's also the physical disabilities. And I seen this video. And in this video, it was like, if the world was reversed and everybody was disabled, and if you were like not disabled, a whole full person, you're the outcast. You're the one that you have to live your life differently because everybody else is disabled. So in this clip, it was a little like short clip. There was like, all right, let's say, you know how on the strip to get up the bridges, you go up the escalators and stuff.
Right.
There's like clips of that where the escalators are built just for wheelchairs. There's clips where it's a steep hill. Like, let's say you're walking up to a library and the library has, like, it's on a steep hill. You got to go up all the stairs. Instead of being stairs, it's just ramps. So people are struggling to walk up the ramp because it's so steep. Meantime, the people in the wheelchairs are just gliding by with their chairs.
Right.
So, pretty much, like, there was a lot of other examples of the differences that they went through, and that all the menus that were in that clip were in Braille. Everything you read was in Braille, so everybody was right here, you know, reading good, doing whatever. And then the regular person was like, what do I do with this? Like, I'm struggling. The people that were taking their orders were deaf or blind or whatever, right. And they didn't know how to interact with them. So pretty much imagine a world where everyone's disabled and you're the only one that's not, how much struggles you would go through. So it really put me in that perspective to where I was like, fuck, like, all these little things are such a big struggle to them. It just made me like, you know, like, it put into perspective where I need to be more aware of my surroundings and watch out in case somebody needs help. The one thing that I do, it's not a disability, but it's still a disadvantage that I see a lot, that I try to peep as much of it as I can, is when people don't speak English and they're struggling to communicate with in Spanish. Like,
right.
When people can't communicate, or even if I've done it for people that don't even speak Spanish. There was this bitch that was French, and I call her a bitch because she was rude as fuck to me at first, but I seen her still struggling with my coworker, so I had to still try to put my, you know, assist her in it, because I mean, I know that struggle. So whenever I see people that are struggling to speak Spanish or to speak English and they're Spanish speakers, like, I'm gonna go ahead and insert myself in this conversation. And that's why I really, like, I want my siblings to learn Spanish, and the people around me that are Hispanic and they don't speak Spanish, like, I'm not judging you because, oh, you're a no sabo. I'm judging you because you have the Mexican blood in you, and your parents speak Spanish, your grandma speaks Spanish. Like, to communicate with them, but to also help the people around you that can't communicate well, I think the biggest flex that I have is I can help somebody because I speak two languages. Like, that's something that you'll make somebody's day simply by, oh, he's asking for this, can you give him this? And then they're like, thank you. Like, they're always so grateful. They're like, thank you so much, thank you, yada yada yada. So it's like I said, it's not a disability, but it is a disadvantage. So now seeing that, how the people with the disability struggle so much for even the littlest shit, like, I definitely want to make myself aware to that, and you know, try to see what I can do to help them. Like you said, that there was a video, you said that people, it was pouring rain outside, and this lady's wheelchair broke or something, and that they kept driving. I think we talked about it on the episode a couple episodes ago, no?
Yeah, that it was a disabled lady that she was out in the rain and her wheelchair was an electrical one, so it stopped and a police officer had to go over there and, like, help her out and stuff, nobody, you know,
was helping her for so long.
You know, and it's like, it's stuff like that to me is just heartbreaking because it's like you said, they go through a struggle where it's like 10 times harder to do most of the shit that for us is easy as shit, you know? Like, even sending a text for them with people with Tourette's is so much harder than us. Like, and it's just like we should be able to help them. But when you were saying about like your friends that have family members that like grandmas and stuff, they speak Spanish. I remember that, like, I think it was when we were in Texas and I was starting to learn English and I like got really good at it. I started to forget Spanish completely. And my mom one day told me, she's like, well, what happens if we go back to Mexico and you can't talk to your grandma? And I swear to God, I've always been a smartass. I told my mom, I was like, well, let's send them Inglés Sin Barreras so they can learn English. Like, I was down for them to learn a different language than myself. And now that I can speak both languages, and it's like a big advantage to me, especially because, like, if you see me, I'm a white boy, like you say. So it helps when it's like, bro, I know you're talking shit about me. Like, I'm going to turn around and say something to you in Spanish. And, you know, like, it's cool to know both languages. Any language, it's to
funny,
be honest.
It's funny, too, because when I start trying to translate, they're like, bitch, you speak Spanish? I'm like, okay, that's a little offensive now. Now I'm going to tell them you asking for a number 3 instead of a number 2, bitch.
And, like, we're over here flexing, like, we know 2 languages.
There's people that know more, like, and I can't wait to learn. The
foreign
more.
Students that used to come from, like, Europe and places like that, like, shout out to you guys. Like, you guys knowing, like, 4 or 5 different languages and your guys' cultures all being, like, mixed up so beautifully that, like, you know about different people and, like, you can explain their culture and stuff so well. It's like, that's a fucking flex. I want to go, like, over to the UK and stuff like that just because of that.
One of, like, my biggest flexes, and I think I said it on the pod, was Andrew Garfield is the Spider-Man, right?
I think so.
That fool went to, he was our foreign exchange student in middle school, and that was pretty cool.
Are you serious?
I've told this so many times on this podcast because it's one of my biggest flexes.
You never told me that.
I told the podcast and you. We were all here. I'm pretty sure it was like a month ago, too, or 2 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah. So be aware of your surroundings, guys, and please try to lend a helping hand to somebody who's struggling. If you're in a rush or something, just take 2 seconds. It might just take 2 seconds. You don't know. Just try to give a helping hand. All right. So, do you have anything else to say about the pop-up restaurant? Shout out to, what's her name again?
Sorry.
I just want to give her flowers.
Honestly, it is Shairo Oguni, and I'm sorry if I mispronounced it, you guys. Shout out to
Shairo Oguni for making that pop-up shop for the people that have Alzheimer's and dementia. Shout out to you. All right, you guys, let's go ahead and go into our final segment, what happens in Vegas. So, let's roll those clips. Viva! Okay, all right, so you guys are gonna know each other's answers or the name of the podcast, so it's just me, you, and the listeners right now. First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? And it could have happened to you guys, well, to you before you met him or while you guys were together, but he doesn't know about it.
One embarrassing moment, I should say, okay, so I walked out on my patio, and I'm thinking nobody could see me because my patio thing is pretty high. The porch thing is pretty high. So I'm sitting here thinking nobody could see me. I'm like naked, and then there's a dude downstairs that is just looking at me the whole time.
Shut up.
I had to run inside the house so quick. I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God.
Move you away from the door.
I'm thinking I have privacy, and nope.
Dude, I sometimes, not that I walk out in the patio, but the blinds are open, I forget, and I'm over here walking booty cheek naked. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a shit. And then it's like the neighbor's up there too, like having his coffee. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, okay. No, but you was, damn, you was showing everything.
Everything. And he caught it all. I'm surprised he didn't record it, upload it to Pornhub or something.
Shit. Yeah, okay. You never know. Maybe he did. Shit. Man. All right. So what's one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret he doesn't know about is that I honestly don't like it when he sings.
Wait, why?
Because he be thinking he be sounding like Jodeci, but really it's not Jodeci-ing at all.
It's like giving a Godzilla type of shit.
Yeah, like, I'm here, a bird is dying outside or something. Like, God damn.
Dude, same. Fuck, but you know what? You're better than me. You keep it to yourself. Bitch, I be telling him, like, bro, shut the fuck up. That's just mad loud. I'm like, damn. I bet they heard that shit outside and shit.
Neighbors, like, probably like, what the fuck is going on in there?
You know, for real. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment you have not told her just yet? Whether it happened to you before you met her or while you guys were together.
One embarrassing moment, bro.
Hey, so one embarrassing moment was actually how we met. Oh, I was working at FedEx, right? Uh-huh. And I delivered a package to her house. But I didn't get to take the number or nothing. I was in a rush, so I didn't get to take the number, but I was looking. But then I had went overseas, I come back, and I had a package to deliver. I thought the package belonged to her, but it was her neighbor. So I went up the stairs, went knocking on her door, then realized the package was for the neighbor. And that's how we met.
That's cute. I like that. That's a cool ass way to meet.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. I was really embarrassed. I ain't gonna lie. Because I was confident, and then I knocked on the door. I knocked loud, like the police loud. And then, because I was like, I'm getting them digits today. Boom, look at the number. I'm like, My bad. And then she was the one that was like, oh, come give me a number. So I was like, hey, it worked out anyway.
Hell yeah, that's straight. What about one secret you haven't told her? Whether it was something before you met her or while you guys were together?
Before I met her or while we were together? I ain't secret. Let's just say, when I moved to Vegas, I was one of them people that didn't like 9-to-5. I didn't like 9-to-5 money. So most of how I got it wasn't 9-to-5 money. Yeah, I don't really share that secret. For me, like, I'm that. Like, yeah, I'm 9-to-5, but nah. I would say that's a secret. But everything else, you know, we more or less be straight.
Hell yeah, I like that. Thank you.
All right, so it's just me and you, me, you, and the listeners. He's not going to know your answer, nor will you guys know the name of the podcast. So this stays between us.
Okay.
So the first question is, what's one embarrassing moment that has happened to you that whether you guys had already been dating or you guys were already in the relationship, but he doesn't know about it?
Oh, he doesn't know about it?
Yeah. An embarrassing moment.
Probably this one time when I was at his house and we were just talking, and then he started tickling me, very ticklish. I'm a very ticklish person, and he just kept tickling me, and I fucking peed on the floor, and I told him to leave because his mom caught him, and then I just had to clean that shit because
Notice you peed? What'd you do? Did you like spray cologne or something?
I cleaned it with the towel, and then I put like a little bit of perfume in.
Right. You threw the pillow on the floor, like, ah, that could stay there.
No, I threw the fucking what's it called? The towel all the way to the bottom of the bin.
Damn. Did you ever retrieve the dirty pee towel?
He cleaned it. He washed it. He washed it.
All right. What about one secret that he doesn't know about?
One secret? Mm-hmm. Probably that I'm kind of like, kind of has like one more chance. And that if he like cooks it, I'm kind of done with the relationship. Yeah.
Hey, let's see if in 2025 she's standing on business with that one. So if I see you with another man on First Friday, I know she stood on business. So, all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
So the first question is, what is one secret you have kept from her so far? Whether it's a secret you had before you met her or while you guys were together?
I mean, there was this one time when I drank with my family. I told her that I only had like 5 shots, but in reality I had like 25 or no. Like,
you were going in.
Yeah, dude, I was going in, bro.
You're like, I don't even know how this shit sounds like, but it sounds good.
Yeah, pretty much.
What about one embarrassing moment you haven't told her about, whether it was, again, before you met her or while you guys were together?
Let's see. Embarrassing moment. Well, there was one time where I was with all of her friends and everything, and I don't remember, they did something and I got mad at her for it, and then we low-key had a whole argument in front of her friends. I mean, it was embarrassing for me. I don't know if it was for her, because
I feel it, like, secondhand embarrassment or some shit. Oh shit, okay, I like that. I never heard that one.
Alright, for our first couple, her embarrassing moment was the neighbor saw her naked on the patio. You know how many times I just want to go do that?
You know how many times
but I know that I shouldn't?
I used to do that shit when I was on the ranch. My neighbors was the cows.
Did you really?
No.
Okay. For her secret, she don't like his singing. Sheesh, that's crazy.
Nah.
I'm going to cut crazy out the end of it, so you don't even have to mention it.
Nah, leave it there. What's crazy is the fact that you were out here saying I seem ugly. I be out here sound like Chris Breezy.
I'm just kidding. I just said that just to like agree with her in the moment, but I never, and you said it off the mic, I never tell you shit about your singing.
I be sound like Pedro Infantes.
Yeah, you be sounding like those Pedros Fuentes. I don't know, whatever you said. All right. So for the boyfriend, his embarrassing moment was he can't do his job right. He was too worried about the pussy. Motherfucker didn't know how to do his job right.
He was so funny. I remember his face.
He said after I went to go get the bitches.
After he said that, I remembered exactly who he was, and that was so funny to me. He was chill.
If you guys watch Baddies, why does he sound like Biggie? Biggie, bitch, don't come at me. Shit. Like Jayla said, I'm giving my opinion. All right. Who are we talking about? His secret was that this motherfucker snitched on himself saying that he can't do his job, he can't do his 9-to-5, and he can't slang because he snitched himself out. You didn't say you weren't a cop.
I mean, the crazy fact is, I don't know if it was like I gave him that chill vibe to where he told me, but DEA, send me an application and I might just become an agent, you know what I'm saying?
He straight up said, I didn't fuck with the job, so...
It's crazy to me that people are like...
It's okay, buddy. We've all been there.
I don't know if it's like because like they like to flex that they trap, or it's like I gave a nice-ass vibe to where I was like, all right, he won't snitch.
I mean, that was back in the day. So as long as he's not doing it now, I think it's not snitching, I guess. He was just telling your truth. All right, our second couple, the girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was, okay, she peed in his room because they were tickling, and she put perfume. Hence, why? Because the pee smells like fucking pee.
That's why
you need to put shit, because pee fucking smells like piss.
You asked her. Like, yeah, okay, I'm saying yes, pee does have a smell.
That's what I've been
But it's saying. Not an overpowering smell. It's not like if somebody pees in the corner of the room, you're going to smell it as soon as you walk in. No.
How is it that when I get home and one of these fuckers does their little business on because my carpet, I can smell it?
An animal's pee is way different. Their pH is way different.
All right, whatever.
But the fact that she said, yeah, he cleaned up the towel, I'm kind of...
He didn't know, though.
I'm kind of confused about it. Was he was like, oh, shit, I peed on this
Maybe
towel?
Maybe he has animals or something?
Or... Has she not checked? Maybe you made her go check and she's broken up with this fool.
Mm-hmm. The secret that she had was he has one more chance. Girl, you should let that shit be known, actually.
The last chance is that towel. She finds it.
For the boyfriend, he said his secret was he had told her he had 5 shots and had 25. Sir, how are you even still speaking after that?
That's why I told him. I was like, bro, everything you said after that, she probably didn't understand shit.
Mm-mm. The embarrassing moment was that he fought in front. They got into a fight in front of her friends.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been my last chance. You say shit. Not even that. I wouldn't even have to tell you that's your last chance. My homegirls are going to fuck you up.
Honestly, like once he said that, I was just kind of like, bro, like how like dumb are you? Like,
there, you if do your not lady fight in front of anybody.
Well, I mean, like, if your lady goes up to you and starts fighting in front of you and your friends, like, wouldn't you have like an embarrassing moment? Like, do you don't think that was embarrassing as fuck for her too? Like, come on now.
And I'm not even gonna go up to like me as a girlfriend. I'm not gonna cause an issue in front of your friends because it's like, it just makes us all look stupid. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
as a couple, you handle your shit. That's one of those, wait till we get home, motherfucker. Like,
behind just like closed your
parents
doors.
Did, just like your parents did, whooped your ass behind closed doors, bitch. I'll see you at home. Oh, sorry, y'all.
I didn't have parents. I had a parent.
Well, she saw you at home.
Nah, my mama caught hands in the moment.
I would get pinched. Them would pinches you? Would hurt like a bitch.
Dude,
oh my God.
My mom would hit us with the look. And then, like, as soon as you got into the door, she would act like chill as fuck the whole time, the car ride and everything. As soon as you got home, you would just hear, I've had been, oh my God, bro, you already knew. You would have to stay away from her.
That's when you're extra good. You're like, but mom, I'm putting away the groceries. Look.
Hell no.
All right, you guys, those were our couples from What Happens in Vegas. If you guys are a couple and you want to share a secret or embarrassing moment that you keep from your partner, go ahead and go to our Google form in the description down below. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Episode 90. You already know we're here. So do you want to go ahead and say something before we peace out?
Damn. Episode 90 already? Mm-hmm. I don't know how many episodes has been with me on the pod, but hey, we're here. You guys, halfway through the first month already. Let's keep standing on business like the horoscope said. I don't know what y'all said, but if you're a Gemini or a Libra, stay on that business. And we'll see you next week.
All right, you guys. I'm your host, Ale. This is Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. Make sure if you're on Apple and Spotify, please, please, please drop that 5-star review. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. All of that good shit will be linked down below in the description. I hope you guys have a fun, safe week. And I can't wait to hear about it on the next one. Peace out, you guys. Stay safe. Love you guys. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la